The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 27th of March, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Oh, here we go with rumors again of Apple and a video service. Now, before, yes, it was supposed to be a television service, and I guess that went out the window. Then people have been speculating, when are you going to pull a Netflix? Well, apparently what these rumors are saying now, March of 2019 is going to be the time. This is all according to the New York Times yesterday, and apparently they're basing all of this info on because Apple Worldwide Video Studio now has about 40 employees, overseeing shows and plans to offer a mix of adult dramas, kids TV, and content for Latin and European audiences. Now, mind you, this kind of does go back a little bit earlier this month. You remember Eddie Q down there at South by Southwest said that they were going to focus on great storytelling long-form videos. But on top of that, there's also the rumor of last week about Apple's acquisition of Sony Television Studios, too. So who the hell knows what's going on? If I were Apple right now, focus on the phones and the HomePod and all that stuff because it ain't going so well. Then worry about trying to produce a TV show or a streaming service. Facebook. Now, what we can say today is Facebook is prioritizing local news now, and that's expanded to all countries, so no matter where you are, you're going to get your local content. You might remember they announced this way back in January, and finally it's rolled out to everybody starting today. All in an effort to promote less content from global publishers and prioritize that more relevant local content to its viewers or users, shall we say. Facebook's actual statement was, "We'll continue our work to prioritize high-quality news and newsfeed." And honestly, that was about as far as their statement went. Probably because your newsfeed right now is full of Facebook. And speaking of Facebook news, this probably is in your newsfeed right now. That is, if you're still using Facebook. The FTC, yes, the Federal Trade Commission, has finally confirmed it's going to investigate Facebook's privacy practices. And we already know why. It's all the data they gave Cambridge, and then it just went out to the rest of the world. So the FTC said, yes, we are going to have an open, non-public investigation into these practices. Interesting, non-public, even though all of our information now is public. One of these people that has a lot of fun when you get an Android phone and you say, I want to flash that sucker and put a different ROM on there. Kind of fun, isn't it? Yeah, it may not be that fun now. Google's going to start blocking access to its apps on uncertified devices. Now, you might remember, Google needs to actually certify a device that, yeah, it can run our apps. But when you start flashing ROMs and doing customizations and all this sort of stuff, Google no longer knows that, I authorized this thing. This doesn't look right. So in turn, you're not going to get access to their apps or probably even the Play Store. No, it won't prevent you from loading new ROMs on the phone, which is fun to do, yeah. But every time you do, you have to re-register that device, which, by the way, has a 100 ID limit. Now, I don't know if I could ever load 100 different ROMs on an Android phone for the rest of my life, but hey, if I'm really bored, you never know. Meaning this would prove as an inconvenience. And finally, ending with Google News 2 and Chrome OS. Are you using it? Yeah, I know you're not. Not a lot of people are either. Just like tablets. Not a lot of people are using tablets either. You're probably not using one right now, are you? Well, apparently Google thought, well, since nobody's using much of Chrome OS and nobody's using much of tablets, let's put them together. It's called the Acer Chromebook 10. And as you probably guessed, the 10 means 10 inch, although not quite. It's actually 9.7 inches. But a nice display, 2048 by 1536. Yeah, not bad. Just like an iPad, actually. Things also got 4 gigs of RAM on board and 32 gigabytes of storage. So what's the experience like? Well, what's your experience like on Chrome on a desktop? It's pretty much the same, just use your finger. The tablet's supposed to be selling for about $329 and even comes with an optional stylus. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, powered by uk2.net, of course. That's where you find the podcast. Our blog and reviews are all over there for your looking at and choosing and discussing, all that stuff. We have content for everybody. We're also still on Facebook. That is until they close up shop, which may not be too long. British Tech Network. Also Instagram, British Tech Network. Find us on Twitter at British Tech. Find me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. But one place you need to find is that Slack room. Yeah. Yep, that's our BTN community, and we'd love you to be a part of it. If you're not already, come on over and join us, britishtech.slack.com. The news show. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as we all know, it is Holy Week, and that means this will be the last news show for the week, and actually for the month. So I hope all of you that celebrate have a wonderful Holy Week, have a great Easter, and we will be seeing you back here next Monday. Yes, that's right, April 2nd. But until we see you next week, thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the news show and the British Tech Network.